أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين صدق الله العظيم Yesterday we discussed some aspects of Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim that we cling on to the name of Allah or together with the name of Allah with the help of the name of Allah with the barakat of the name of Allah who is most compassionate, most merciful. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Generally and loosely it is translated as all praise is due to Allah or all praises are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Rabb, the sustainer of the universe, of all the worlds. When we look at some of these words, the word Alhamdu, then ulama have expressed that it gives us different connotations, different meanings. One meaning is Alhamdu, the best of all praises are for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we look at the best of praises, one is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself has praised himself. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is praising himself. Even our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, La uhsi thana'an alayka anta kama athnayta ala nafsik, that I cannot possibly enumerate, encompass all that thana, all that glorification that you have glorified yourself with. In other words, in the way Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has praised himself, no one can praise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala like that. So all that praise also is for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then the praises of the Anbiya alayhim salatu wa salam, the pious servants of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, the awliya, and all of those people, how they've praised Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, it is inconceivable to our minds. Our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he speaks in that hadith with regards to the shafa'at, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that I will go into sajda and then I'll praise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with such praises that I never praised Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with before. So there is no limit to this praise that man can praise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Then ulama have also written that all praise will mean that whatever and whoever praises whatever and whoever, in actual fact, all those praises also belong to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That if one praises whatever it may be, it will always be in the creation of Allah, and obviously the perfection of it lies by Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala himself. So there is no end to this praising of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. One cannot possibly describe this praise that a person praises Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala with. Another aspect of it is shukr, and that is to offer gratitude to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and hamd, to praise Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If we just take a very common example, if we take a generous person and he gives some wealth to somebody, then that person becomes the benefactor, and the person who is it is given to will say thank you, and that is in actual fact shukr. But when a person praises the man for his generosity, the person praises the man for his good qualities, it is not necessary that that was in return of something else. So in hamd in itself there is shukr, but in shukr there is no hamd. In praise in itself we are actually making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but when we are making shukr to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is no praise. So always hamd will always be far more superior to making shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. In the hadith, our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had spoken about how valuable to say Alhamdulillah is. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gives an example and he says that if Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had to give this whole world bihaza fi riha fi yadin rajul, This whole world, in English, if you want to translate it in our colloquial terms, lock, stock and barrel, everything Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives to one person. And then that person in return says Alhamdulillah. He praises Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. That Alhamdulillah is more valuable in the eyes of Allah. It is more superior in the eyes of Allah than this world and whatever this world contains. That is one Alhamdulillah that is so valuable in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, أَفْضَلُ الذِّكْرِ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The most superior form of dhikr, of remembrance of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is La ilaha illallah. And the most superior form of shukr, the most superior form of offering a thanks to Allah, a thanksgiving and gratitude to Allah, is to say Alhamdulillah. One last aspect that we will discuss, that when we say Alhamdulillah, there has to be a motivation. And the motivation will always be the greatness, the azmat, the jalal of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The motivation will be the muhabbat and the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And the motivation will be to gain closeness to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When we thank human beings, we will thank again because we were beneficiaries of whatever the person had given us. Here, every second of our lives, every microsecond of our lives, we are receiving the ni'mats of Allah in many, many forms. And this is pouring upon us. And hence, it is from our side that because of our love, because of our muhabbat, because of the azmat, the greatness of Allah, the jalal, the majesty, the might of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that in itself supposed to motivate and compel us to continuously make shukr to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And hence ulama have written, one is to say Alhamdulillah with the tongue, but together with that it needs to be rooted in the heart. In other words, to say Alhamdulillah, to praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the tongue, but that praise should also be in our hearts, praising Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Lillahi, now all of this is for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This praise is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is worthy of all praise, the best of praises for Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Every kind of praise, every type of praise is all due to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك.